Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Leanne Kuntz with Washington Public Library about Fiber Arts February. Thank you so much for talking with me today. Do you want to just jump right in with Fiber Arts February and what we can expect?
Of course, we talked about Catherine Reinhart coming. We are going to have two sessions of that, February 3rd at 6 p.m., and that does go for 3 hours. I assume, you know, you don't have to stay for the 3 hours if you've got something else you got to get to, but there will be 3 hours, so 6 to 9. And then Saturday morning, February 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1. And all the supplies are provided. You're going to be sitting around a quilt. It's like the old-fashioned quilting bee, young and old. If you've got a child that wants to come, 12 and under, do need to come with an adult. And she's just going to, if you've never mended before, she's going to teach you how to mend. And we're going to be able to do some artistic things on the quilt as a group as well. There's no sign-up for this, so hopefully we will have enough spaces for everybody because we're hoping people will come from far and wide, but I'm sure we will because she has done this in bigger cities. I think she's even going to London with this project. It's kind of amazing. She's just really grown, so we're really excited that that could come. So please come to the collective mending sessions, whether you've ever mended a quilt or you've mended lots of quilts. We'd love to have you there as part of this. Then on Friday, February 10th at noon, we're going to hold a special version of Washington Public Library Sticks and Strings. That's my normal fiber arts group that meets monthly. And we are going to be making potholders, kind of the old-fashioned potholder loom that maybe you used as a kid. We're going to have looms available, the loops available, all the stuff that you need to make a potholder. Stop in over the noon hour and make a potholder with us. I can show you how to do it. If you want to just come, a lot of my folks have their own projects they like to do during Sticks and Strings. You're welcome to just come for the fellowship and bring your knitting, crochet, quilting, whatever you're working on, and watch the people who are making potholders make potholders. It'll be fun. So anybody's invited to that. And we haven't forgotten the kids. There's going to be a tinkering lab that Janisa hosts on Friday, February 24th at 1:45 for grades 3rd through 6th grade. And they are going to get to come and do their version of a potholder. So again, we will have the looms available. And if they've never had a chance to do some weaving, this will be their chance to try it out. And basically, they will have a make and take piece to take home that day of a potholder. So looms, loops, all the supplies are going to be there on that tinkering lab for our exhibit. We are going to have a really fantastic fiber arts exhibit in the Helen Wilson Gallery on the second level of the library. An artist named Christine Williamson has curated an exhibit for us of pieces that have been made by herself and then three other artists, Meg Prong, Maria Montalvo, and Zeta Pilch. And there's going to be weavings, quiltings, dyings. The name of the exhibit is Color Expressions in Fiber. So it's going to be very colorful. It's going to be stuff that people maybe have never seen. You know, a lot of people have seen art, but maybe they haven't seen fiber art. So more than just a quilt, it's going to be a, you know, beautifully artistically done quilt or weaving or dyeing. So please stop by. The whole month of February will be the Color Expressions in Fiber. And we've been very lucky. Christine did a really good job of curating the exhibit pieces for that. Kathleen, who is doing our spinning workshop, is also going to have a small exhibit of her band weaving on the second level of the library. She has done presentations on her band weaving other years, and this year she's just going to exhibit some of them in our second level cabinet. And then finally, we've got a really fun whimsical exhibit that Sticks and Strings every year does something whimsical and fun. We're calling it Sea Splashes 2 because we have done this some years ago, but we're going to be creating a faux aquarium on the second level of the library in the cabinet. And it's aquatic fiber creations swimming around in there. And it's going to be pretty amazing. I mean, it looks almost like a real aquarium when we get that completed. So we've got a whole bunch of pieces to exhibit that the Sticks and Stringers have been working on. Fish and octopus and jellyfish and dolphins and just all kinds of really cool stuff. So the kids will love it. The adults will love it. It'll, again, please stop by and check out the aquarium because they've done a lot of work to make it pretty special. You can visit our website at www.washington.lib.ia.us, or you can call us if you have a question, 653-2726.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me about Fiber Arts February.
Thank you.
That was Leanne Kuntz joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about Fiber Arts February. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.